Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Oh, say can
see. If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian, well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership. Engaged in the political process.
Honest.
You, my friend, are part of the problem and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise.
The Monica Matthews Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Happy hump day to you. Happy Wednesday. So it appears that we finally have some type of consensus, kind of, as the big tech giants were hauled in before Congress today. It appears that everyone's upset with the monopoly of big tech with regard to our information, our access to truth and facts, data points, without being sold and spied upon. Democrats are upset because the tech giants are not moving fast enough to remove cures, potential cures for COVID-19, which they call misinformation, harmful disinformation. Don Jr.'s account on Twitter has been taken down as of yesterday and silenced. I'm not sure if he's back up yet, but he was taken down for the day for retweeting something that millions of us did, and millions of you found your accounts locked because Twitter has decided that violates their community standards, that you are spreading potentially harmful information because it's not something that the medical doctors of Twitter have decided is viable information with regard to the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine. The doctors that we saw out in front of the Capitol, who have all banded together to bring us information about how their actual patients, not placebo, not blind, not double blind studies, but actual people, human beings, breathing, living, still moving after using a protocol that involved, included hydroxychloroquine. Many physicians have come out of the woodwork. So Democrats are upset because it hasn't gone through the channels of the CDC, which apparently seems to be pushing more of a vaccine-oriented shutdown of the nation. The Republicans, on the other hand, are upset because conservatives are being censored. Which to some big tech folks is quite laughable. They deny it. It is impossible to deny because I, for one, have suffered through that myself. It took maneuvering and other patriots to be able to help me navigate through the swamp of having my Twitter account reinstated after reaching 25,000 people. And there was something that was completely contextualized or taken out of context that I tweeted that got me in hot water with, the 21-year-old socialist who is monitoring my account for anything that could appear to be, not satisfactory to the commandants of Twitter. So it's good to see that the heads are being held accountable finally. But it makes me wonder where it will lead. I know the president has been very vocal about this. Antitrust laws are completely just blasted into oblivion. Some of you would say, well, choose Bing, choose other sources. There are, in fact, other Parler's one of them. Parler is a social media entity that you can use that that is very conservative friendly. They have open-armed anyone, actually, who is interested in actual free speech. I've encountered some pretty nasty people on Parler. I just simply block them and they go away. It's not the end of my world. It is, I don't have to report them. I don't have to go tell, you know, unless someone threatens my life, then I'm reporting you to my state agencies. But other than that, which has happened, but other than that, I'm a big girl and I can handle the block feature without having to involve, without having to be vindicated by the Twitter powers that be. Or Parler. So Parler is an option. There are other HubSpot, I believe. There's a few options. People have emailed me recently to let me know of their platforms that are very welcoming to conservatives. I'm asking you guys, where are you getting your information? It's going to be interesting because these guys are really operating under publishing guidelines, and there are a lot of rules and regulations whenever it comes to publishing. I just left the terrestrial radio world. I can tell you there are FCC regulations. There are things you say and things you don't say, things that are costly. You know, me being a commentator affords me a little bit more leeway than a journalist in terms of it's my opinion. Something is my opinion. It is how I see something. Which is something you guys enjoy immensely because most of you who follow me share my opinion on things or you just can't believe I said it and you wish you could. You're just grateful that there's a voice that aligns with yours. I get it. And it has been costly. And so I thank you for continuing to support my efforts. Thank you to those of you who have just made donations as recently as an hour ago through my new feature on my website, monicamatthews.com, where you can support my work. I appreciate you. I'm in the process of relaunching. And so going after advertisers and endorsements and, you know, people that align with my conservatism and patriotism in the corporate sense, American made companies. But talk about very difficult to find and expensive. I will add, I have merchandise coming out soon and attempting to find even an American made t-shirt company has been like trying to find a needle in a haystack. So, and one that is actually, affordable for both you and me. So there's that. If you guys have any recommendations, pass them my way, monica@monicamatthews.com. Big tech testifies Bezos promises action if investigation reveals that misuse of seller data. And then Zuckerberg goes on to defend its Instagram acquisition because he's, you know, the Leviathan's getting bigger. It's actually a Hydra. So these are going to be very interesting times. I'm not sure what the result will be from Congress. I do believe they are violating antitrust regulations. I do believe that that something needs to be done. Matter of fact, while we were watching Tucker live last evening, the editor-in-chief of Breitbart came on and said that they had just been notified that they are no longer, you can no longer find them on Google. It's as if they have evaporated into the ether. They do not exist. You cannot find videos. You cannot find their material. You cannot be led to their website. Now, what does that tell you? That is, that's scary. I'm not sure about Bing, but as far as Google goes, that their search engine does not take you to Breitbart. It's as if they have been completely washed from the internet. That's a problem. That is an absolute problem. So they've crossed a line, and it's going to be up to Republicans to actually utilize, again, we keep circling back to this, folks, that we already have laws on the books for basically every single thing we're contending with right now in the country. But what we have is an arm of the government who is completely lawless and who sees this as a way to unseat Donald Trump. And for the past few years, I have not wanted to make this about Donald Trump, but it is about Donald Trump. And it is a fight for the country, indeed. There's no way for me to continue denying that because there's no rhyme or reason for what I saw happen yesterday in Attorney General Barr's congressional hearing, in his judiciary hearing. The House was absolutely out of control. It was a narrative that was spun from before they ever got there yesterday. It's now hashtag, you know, I'm reclaiming my time. Every time the man went to answer something, someone, you know, repeated, I'm reclaiming my time and shut him down. So it was never about AG Barr. It was never about understanding, you know, why he's made. So it was about Roger Stone. It was about whether or not he was posturing for the campaign. Jerry Nadler accused him of defending federal courthouses and defending Portland, Oregon, to have media clips and promotional clips for the president's campaign. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. So apparently it's not within their purview to, you know, the federal government's purview, the president of the United States of America, the leader of our government, it's not within his purview to defend federal institutions, to defend actual federal buildings or federal monuments. And that's according to Democrats. I mean, it is truly astounding. So I also want to bring your attention to something. Delta Airlines says that they will no longer, they've updated their mask policy. So for those of you who are actually flying, they have banned the type of face covering that has the little air vents on the side you'll see a lot of people wearing, which actually is smart because it allows for your carbon dioxide to actually escape from your face mask, which makes it a little bit easier for you to breathe first and a little bit healthier for the mask wearer. Well, they've banned those because apparently the whole point is for your air not to be able to escape to another passenger. So they have become even more stringent. Just last week, turned an entire flight around because I believe four or five passengers refused to wear their masks on the flight. And you know, a lot of people are claustrophobic on airplanes, and add a mask to that equation and you've got yourself one hell of an experience for some folks. But you know, here's my question. From the onset of this, I have people who fly in my life because I'm a pilot in training as well. Hopefully one day I'll actually finish that. But I'm surrounded by pilots and airline flight attendants. And for the longest time, they were saying, oh, an airplane's an aircraft's the safest place you could be. I mean, we have filtration systems that are, you know, that are bar none. They would beat out any hospital's ventilation system. We all know that the air recirculating through those airplanes, you know, I never feel quite well once I come off of a long flight, especially overseas. And I'm highly aware of the filtration system in them. But all, you know, now all of a sudden, Delta Airlines has become the strong arm, the curators of the CDC talking points of, you know, and so here's my thing. For as much as you charge to fly, why don't you just include a face mask? I mean, that would, you know, since you're not serving snacks anymore either, so just hand out face masks. I mean, there you go. And hand out the one that actually works, which would be an N95 mask. So, I mean, do you see how ridiculous this stuff goes down into the rabbit hole of hypocrisy, of propaganda, keeping the, and they have everything to lose. I mean, they're already losing billions of dollars a day by keeping us out of the skies. I mean, they are in the, in the airline industry, are they not? I mean, are they not in the business of flying the friendly skies? So for now, the skies don't seem so friendly for some of you. So there's Delta Airlines. I was also informed of a company named Adient. Adient says that they are pleased to have been part of Qiddiya's Automotive Supplier CEO Roundtable on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. We're committed to creating a workplace governed by ethical behavior and respect for our customers, suppliers, and teams at Diversity by AutomotiveDiversity.org events. Aren't you glad to know that there's a company in the United States that is responsible for manufacturing the seats of your automobile, such as Ford, who are so concerned about diversity and inclusion for everyone but someone who's clearly a patriot who would wear an American flag as a face mask to work. That has been banned, according to my sources. Now, if this is not true, and I've actually contacted the company to ask whether or not this is true, I've not heard back from them yet. But if that's true, this is what you're up against. If you're a conservative, if you are a patriot, you are public enemy number one to your commercial end of the country, as well as the left. This is, and I think it's because they see it as a profit center. They see aligning themselves with Black Lives Matter, the whole gay agenda, you know, any number of social issues that your company can involve themselves with. And I think they see it as a way of avoiding some future litigation. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason. For me, it's like, I don't really care who you sleep with unless I'm running a church and your doctrine doesn't align with mine, then we're probably going to, you know, bump up against some issues. But if I'm running a corporation that manufactures something that's tech-driven, that's in whatever, retail, you know, a restaurant, I'm not really concerned with whom it is you're sleeping. That's none of my business. I don't want to know your sexuality. I don't, but if I hire you as a dude and you want to be a chick, that's probably something we need to discuss. If your sex, your sexual biology matters to your actual position. If not, again, it's really none of my business, but we have to make it everyone's business. You Will Be Made to Care was a book by my colleague, Eric Erickson, and my dear friend, Bill Blankshain. You should check that out because we for sure have to be made to care. So if you want to wear your American flag to work over your face, that says something about you. You know what it says primarily? You're a Trump supporter. Isn't that something? That you can't even be a supporter of the country, a patriot, without being a Trump supporter, which leads me to my final point for the evening. I asked a question on Twitter. I said, am I the only Trump supporter who wonders why the hell he allowed and continues to allow himself to be disinformed by left-wing special interest vaccine hounds who have successfully bankrupted many lives and will continue to do so? Be honest. Well, it's been retweeted a number of times. Many people have taken to it. You can check it out on my Twitter feed, Monica On Air Talk. Here's some of those responses. You ready? No, you aren't. I think he's mailing it in. He watches too much damn TV. Here's another one. Most don't want to take the vaccine. There's no trust. Drug empire therapy of when needed as antibiotic has more willingness than injections altering DNA. Have they all blown that guinea pig project many times already? No thanks to your vax. Have to let them show their intentions to the people. Here's another person. Trust the plan. That's like a cue response. Here's someone else. To me, it is no longer a question. He is complicit. Here's Kaylee Adamus says, vaccine bait and switch. As millions pulled from who, Trump gives billions to Gates-founded Gavi. Another person says, no, you're not, and I'll go further. Every time I see that stupid Fauci, Burke, and Mike Tyson Jr. ad, it infuriates me to the point that Trump seems like an enabler to me, pisses me the F off. So Fauci now calls the shots and runs the country? Seems so. Someone else says, not the only one, incredibly troubling. Here's someone else. We the People MD. Some independent voters are saying he's no better than the last occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He needs to get on that white horse and save the day. Okay. Then here's what a lot of people say. I trust Trump without question. Here's another lady. Oh man, this is the one thing I can't back him with, the damn pushing of these vaccines. Now I also think he's playing chess. I will DM you and you can say it on your show. Another Scott says, nope, you're not alone. Walter says, Donald Trump is the snake we like hearing him talk about during rallies. Flannel Goat says, Fauci and Kushner should both be quietly ignored by the president. Someone else says, no, you are not. He was fed bad info since the start of all of this. Someone else says, relax. When has any of these bad guys been able to really pull the wool over his eyes and not end up getting caught? Well, gee, I don't know. I mean, have you seen our economy lately? There are over 42 million people unemployed right now. That's a big deal. So while we're all excited about recovering and the economy, there are people jumping off of bridges, hanging themselves, overdosing because they're so depressed because they haven't been able to say goodbye to their loved ones. While these little shit-tards out in your country of Portland, really it's more of a planet, out in the country, across the country, in cities like Portland, get together ad nauseum in mass, and no one says anything about it. No one, including my own governor, but everyone, wear your mask, everybody, mask up. Okay, when is someone going to say, and I know AG Barr addressed it yesterday, he doesn't want to go there. I get it. Most of us don't because we do have the right to freely assemble in peaceful protest. That is not happening. So at what point does someone put on their pull-ups and stand up and say, yeah, we're showing up and we're going to disperse you one way or another, and you're probably not going to like the other? Maybe I'm just that gangster. I don't know. I was telling my boyfriend today, I think I'm just that general. I align with someone like a MacArthur, someone who can look at something and say, a Patton, who looks at your enemy for exactly what that enemy is and says, you know what? You have forsaken, you have forfeited your constitutional protection at this point. You are breaking the law. You have to go. In terms of you're going to prison. We're going to water hose you down the street. They didn't have a problem doing it to blacks. They didn't have a problem doing it to blacks back then. Why is it a problem? What's the word I'm looking for? It just escaped me. We're too good for that now, but that's not the word I was thinking. You know, we're just above that. Why? We're fighting fire with, I don't know, Kool-Aid. I mean, we're fighting fire with gasoline through apathy. And that's not to slight the men and women who are defending these federal buildings day in and day out. But, you know, my answer to the governor of Missouri, the mayor of Minneapolis, suck it. You let it burn, you rebuild it. And I hate it for the people who live there who had no part in it. They have nowhere to shop. They have no job opportunities. They can't go to school. Their kids aren't out playing basketball. I mean, but this is what they chose, and this is what their leadership chose to allow to happen. So when I ask you guys, will you blindly follow President Trump over a cliff? I'm asking a legitimate question. And why the hell are these people who have led the country into economic destruction, who are now leading us to a vaccination destruction, why are they still in his ear? Is there not anyone? I did see him retweet the physicians who stood on Capitol Hill who have banded together in defense of hydroxychloroquine. But I did see him retweet that, which I'm sure he'll catch grief for. But okay, enough of the retweeting. Why haven't these people been brought in? Why aren't their voices allowed to be heard? Just do your research on Fauci, for God's sakes, and you'll see that there is a total conflict of interest with regard to vaccines in his research of the past. We have completely shut this nation down and become the pariah of the world, scared in our homes. We're scared of each other. We hate each other. See people, kids shamed, told, I hope your whole family dies in the supermarket because people aren't wearing masks and other people are. Here's a fun fact, dumbass. If you're wearing the mask, you're protected. Why on earth would you look a little girl in the face and say, I hope your whole family dies? This is the hysteria that we're dealing with in the country. Will someone please grow up and stand up? We can't continue to talk about the economy's booming, the economy's rebounding. We are not rebounding as a people. Again, well, you're getting ready for your third round of stimulus checks. Some of you have been PPP recipients. I'm not shaming that. I'm just saying, how much longer can that go on in lieu of actual commerce and business? How much longer are we going to continue to fund each other's lives? It's not plausible. It's not sustainable. It can't go on. All right. You can catch me tomorrow. I'll be back. We can talk some more. Oh, tell you what. Go to my Twitter feed and read some of these responses. Some of them will make you think, okay, thank God. Some people are not willing to follow anyone over a cliff. We still support the president, but can someone please tell him there are other experts in the world besides this Yahoo Fauci? That would be amazing. All right. Pray for our president. Pray for your enemies. It's so hard. I love you. Be good to your neighbor. Follow me at Monica On Air Talk on Twitter, The Monica Matthews on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher. Thank you for sharing my work. MonicaMatthews.com. Sign up for my newsletters. I love you. Back tomorrow. Be good to your neighbor. Beginning your own mirror. Remember, if you're an American, act like one.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers. hunt for muddy puddles and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.